Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T. Pirkei Avos Learning with Reb T, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. I'm your host, Reb T. Questions, comments, suggestions are always welcome at MaximumTEE@Yahoo.com. Again, all previous episodes and seasons, especially season 1 and 2 and half of 3 before we became part of ShiraEnjoyment.com is available at anchor.fm/TaniG. That's anchor.fm/TaniG. We are using the Yad Avraham commentary from Art School. We are in 414, Dalet Yud Dalet, talking about exile. Rabbi Nahorai Omer, Rabbi Nahorai says, Have gola lemekom Torah, v'al tomer shehi tavo acharecha. Rabbi Nahorai says, exile yourself to a place of Torah. Do not assume that it will follow after you. Or that your colleagues will cause it to remain with you. And do not rely on your own understanding. A short Mishnah, but still a wonderful Mishnah, as all the Mishnahs are here in Pirkei Avos land and the Pirkei Avos learning. Rabbi Nahorai says, the Gemara in Shabbos 147b teaches that Nahorai is not this Tana's real name, but only an appellation. The Tana is identified as either Rabbi Elazar ben Arach or Rabbi Nechemi. He was called Nahorai, which means illuminated, because he illuminated the eyes of the sages in matters of halacha. See Magen Avos and Toras Chaim and Binyan Yehoshua to Avos Rabbi Nassam. Exile yourself to a place of Torah. One should make sure to live only in a place where Torah flourishes and Torah scholars abound. Rav Yonah says that. And if he is not able to find a scholar who can teach him in his hometown, he should uproot himself and move to a place where there is a Torah scholar who is able to teach him. This is like the Mishnah later on, I think in 5 or 6, chapter 5 or 6, that explains how a sage was met on the road, and they said, sage, can you teach us in our city? We'll give you so much money. And he said, no, I'm not going there, because even if you're giving me all the pearls in the world, I would never live except in a place of Torah, as it says, many different verses. So that interestingly can tie in here. The Mishnah exhorts oneself to a place of Torah. One should exile himself to a place of Torah, implying that it is worthwhile for one to sacrifice a comfortable existence in his present locale to go study Torah under a teacher in another city, where he might have to live frugally, as Medrashim will explain. Similarly, one should be prepared to part from family and live alone in order to pursue the study of Torah, Siruah Chaim, not what I'm recommending or what we're recommending, just what the sage says here. Do not assume that it will come after you. One should not remain in a place currently devoid of adequate Torah scholars in the assumption that a competent Torah scholar will eventually move there. As Rav Rashi Magen Avos explains, Rabbi Nahorai advises one not to wait for a teacher to move to his present city of residence. Rather, he should go now to a place where the teacher currently resides to study under him, as Rabbi Bachi explains. One cannot be certain that a teacher will in fact move to his hometown, and even if a qualified mentor does eventually move there, every day spent without a proper Torah teacher is irretrievably lost, as Meiri explains. Or that your colleagues will cause it to remain with you. The Tana warns against another false assumption that one living in a town lacking a suitable Torah teacher might make. He should not assume that he will be able to study Torah while remaining home by relying on his friends who traveled away to study, to repeat their teacher's lessons to him upon their return. Rather, if he wants to succeed, he must go and learn the lessons from the master himself. Hearing something secondhand from a student does not compare to learning directly from the teacher, as Rav explains. As Rashi also explains. Rav Yonah seems to consider it essential that one personally go into exile, quote-unquote, and pursue Torah by going alone with his colleagues to the teacher. This is in keeping with the approach of Derech Chaim above, that one must make an effort in order to succeed in his studies. And we're going to skip over to Ve'el B'Naskel Al Tisha'in. Do not rely on your own understanding, as Proverbs shows. The Mishnah cites this verse to emphasize the importance of learning with the group of one's peers, or to teach Torah to students, for one's peers or students help sharpen his mind, as Rav and Rambam commentary explain. Similarly, one must not think that he can succeed on his own without the help of a mentor, for no one can plumb the depths of Torah exclusively with his excuse me, I lost my place, sorry. One must not think that he could succeed on his own without the help of a mentor, for no one can plumb the depths of Torah exclusively with his own limited intelligence. We're going to stop here. Join us next time as we talk about tranquility of the wicked and suffering the righteous here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.